Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And I, of course, am Chris Ann. And we are going to be doing the weekly psychic predictions for the week of March 17th to March 24th, 2024. So for this week, we're going to be using another deck to give us some insight, as well as I always add my 2 cents worth, my psychic 2 cents worth, that I add to the cards. So this week, the deck that we're doing is a much older deck, and it's Healing with the Fury Oracle Cards, another Dorian Virtue deck. This is a 44 card oracle deck, and it's all fairies, of course. That's why it's called Healing with the Fairies. I think this is a retired deck, but I'm sure many of you have it. If not, you can Google it and look it up. But it is a fun fairy deck. It is a Hay House deck. So for this week, we are going to pull 3 cards. You just heard me shuffling them. So the first card that we're going to pull is the Magic of Nature. When this card comes up, it's talking about getting into nature, connecting into nature, having that cleansing energy that we get from nature. Sometimes it's a recharge of energy that we get when we're out in nature. It can be very therapeutic for many people to walk. And now, here in New England, at least where I'm at, we have no snow on the ground, finally. So you can walk barefoot in the grass, whatever grass there is, on the rocks. You maybe want to walk in the sand of the beach. Whatever speaks to you. You know, I tell people, if you live in an apartment, it's okay to have flowering plants around you, and you can walk and just be amongst your plants. However it works with you, just being outside is still being out in nature. It's having that fresh air. It's having the birds around you, the deer, the turkeys, whatever it is in your area. It is communing with nature and being one with nature. The Magic of Nature is talking about the energy of being outside and what that can do for you. If you're somebody that can't get outside, maybe open your window. That is still letting the fresh air in, so you can still connect with nature. So this is saying this week it's going to be very important to get that energy for us. The next card, I'm pulling is Problem Resolved. Finally. We need some problems resolving. We need some of that. And that is going to make us much happier. And it's also going to ignite some of our creativity to be able to move past. Maybe you've had some creative blocks, but maybe you've had other problems that have been coming up. I have been hearing from a few people that listen to my podcast. Number one, thank you. And number two, I have been hearing that there have been some problems that have been coming up for this year specifically that have been very different in the years past. So to get this card, the Problem Resolved card, I think could be, finally, about time for some of you. And, you know, hey, it's wonderful when we're able to move past some of that stuck energy. The next and last card that I'm pulling, is the card of Make Music. Now, whether you actually physically play an instrument or you sing, maybe you don't do any of those things. If you do, wonderful. Do that for this coming week. If you don't, turn on the radio. When you have music, it can raise the vibration. It can also be very clearing. If you're somebody that sings or plays an instrument, it can be very clearing of the energy within your body. If you don't actually sing or play an instrument, you certainly can turn on music, Maybe you want to sing. Maybe you want to dance. Maybe you want to just allow the music to be, because that can be very clearing as well. So, very interesting. We have a couple clearing energy cards for this week, and knowing that problems are going to be resolved is another clearing energy card. So, actually, all three of these cards are very clearing energy cards for this week. Very interesting. I like that implication that we are going to be moving past some of that stuck energy from the past to be able to move into some better things. I know I tend to be very positive and upbeat, and I am positive and upbeat. But the reality is, not every energy that we encounter is positive and upbeat. Life is not always positive and upbeat. So this is saying for this week that some of those things that have been, I don't know, plaguing us, keeping us stuck, this is the week that it is the possibility of moving past those things. We all need that. I get that. So, okay, those are the cards. Let's move into the crystals for this week. So, the crystals for this week, I'm going to talk about four crystals. If you have them, wonderful. Utilize them, carry them, put them within your space. If you don't own these stones, go ahead and Google them. Look them up, connect with the picture there. Pull out your crystal encyclopedia books, your crystal Bibles. Pull out your decks of crystal oracle cards or crystal tarot cards. Connect with the energy within the card, within the picture, or within the actual stone. So let's jump right into the stones for this week. Now, a lot of these stones are stones that we have used in past weeks. You know, if you've been listening to me, my podcast has been going. This is my fourth season, my fourth year. So there's going to be a lot of repeat stones. And that's okay. The stones like to play with us. They like to come out and be utilized. So the first one isn't exactly a stone. It's copper, which is a great conductor of energy, and it is a wonderful, it's not even a stone. It's a wonderful element to have within our space. It balances those polarities of the body. It can help remove blockages that might be causing some stuck feelings or some illness. It can heal you on the mind, the body, and the spirit levels, physical, the emotional, and the spiritual levels. Copper can be really powerful if you wear it. And I know there's so much jewelry out there now that's made with copper. I know I personally gravitate to wire wrapping with copper wire. I know my dad used to wear a copper bracelet with magnets in it all the time. So I really am a fan of copper on the left-hand side of the body because it's going to be bringing that energy in. If you're wearing a pendant, you're wearing it in the middle of the body, it doesn't matter. So the next one that we're going to talk about is halite. Halite. Halite comes in a couple different colors, but halite essentially is a salt. Definitely up there for me. I love my salt. Halite enhances goodwill, it balances your mood swings, and it can get rid of negativity. It boosts your psychic ability and your intuition. It is a great one to clear blocks to be able to have those psychic abilities be more clearer and readily accessible within our lives. It is great to help you to have a deeper meditation. For all these reasons, I like halite placed on the left side of the body. When you're going to be doing a meditation, the left side of your bed, when you lay on your back and you stick out your left arm, that is the left side of the bed. It doesn't matter whether you sleep on the right or the left side, that is the left side of the bed. Same thing when you're sitting at your desk, stick out your left arm, that's the left side of your desk when you're actually sitting at your desk. I need to take a little drink of water really quick. So give me 2 seconds here. All right. So halite is a wonderful mineral stone as well to work with on the left-hand side. The next stone is onyx. Onyx is, oh, I didn't say, copper, very easily accessible. The bigger the piece, the more expensive that you're going to get. If you're going to get a piece of wire wrap jewelry, depending on the artist and the intricacies of the wire wrapping, you can get something relatively cheap or something super expensive. But if you're going to get just a chunk of copper, it's a medium priced thing. Halite, it's also a medium priced stone. The next one that we're going into, onyx, very inexpensive. If you're going to get just a tumbled piece of onyx jewelry, I've always worn onyx, actually. It was one of the first sort of gold rings that I started wearing many, many, many moons ago, was black onyx. Black onyx centers and aligns you with your higher power. It's very grounding. It's very protecting, and it can get rid of those feelings of worry and grief. It brings in happiness and good fortune. It is a great psychic stone as well, and it can be very cleansing to have those intuition vibes, intuitive vibes. Also, onyx can help you in contacting those that have crossed over, and it is great to help you to connect with some of your past lives as well. For all these reasons, wear onyx on the left-hand side, which is what I used to do when I was a kid, even before I knew what side things were, because the left side brings the energy in. The right-hand side lets the energy out. I never cognitively knew that, but obviously I intuitively knew that because I used to always wear my onyx ring on my left-hand side. So, fan of onyx. You can put onyx in your left pocket. Halite is a very fragile stone, so you don't want to carry that. And copper is very heavy. Might not want to carry a chunk of it, but you can certainly wear it as jewelry. Onyx, on the other hand, is light. You can get it as a tumbled stone, easy to work with. The last one that we're going to talk about is coral. So all of these are sort of stones, but not stones. They're minerals, some of them, etc. So coral does come in many different colors. You can get beautiful fossilized coral pieces. Lots of, depending on where the coral is from, you want to make sure it's okay. If you are the diver and you go to harvest it, you have to make sure that it's okay to harvest it. I know when I was in Mexico, I got some gorgeous black coral pieces. I have fossilized coral pieces from other places in the world, and it's white. Other coral that I have from other places in the world is like this peachy orangey color. So it depends on where it's from as to the color of it. Just like any stone, depends on where it's harvested is the color of it. So coral enhances your physical and your emotional vitality. It helps you recognize and reach your manifesting goals. And it helps you support fertility and pregnancy and easing of childbirth. I am not a medical practitioner. I am not giving you medical advice. I'm just telling you things that have worked for me. And also, coral is great for connecting with your inner child healing as well. So check that out. Coral is one that I'm going to use on the left-hand side. You can get an inexpensive piece all the way up to super expensive pieces that you would use as displays in your house. So it depends on what your budget is as to what piece you can get, but coral does come in all price ranges. I wear most of my stones as jewelry. So I have pretty much most of these as jewelry, and I wear them as jewelry, whether it be pendants, earrings, bracelets, rings, the whole gamut. I like my stones as jewelry because I want to wear them, whether that's I'm wire wrapping them or I'm buying it already made as a piece. So It's another way that you can utilize your stones. This week, we're going to be connecting with a specific angel. I like to do angels of the week, but I'm going to be using a named angel this week, not an angel of energy, but a named angel. So this week is Archangel Zedekiel, and Zedekiel is all about gratitude. When you work with Archangel Zedekiel, you can feel the energy of that we are being taught to open up our hearts, to open up to kindness, to have generosity, to have gratitude. There is no limit to how much you can share, how much joy you can have and share that. That is infinite. So when you call in Angel Zedekiel, you are going to be feeling that sense of joy, that feeling of love, that connecting with your heart chakra, to open up your heart chakra both on the front of your body and the back of your body, to have that gratitude, to have that joy, to have that sense of sharing those things. That's what this week is going to be all about when you call in Zedekiel, to have that gratitude for the wonderful things that we have. And you know, sometimes we have to grasp at straws sometimes to find the silver lining. And this is going to be the week that we are going to be recognizing that we really do have some of those silver lining moments within our life. Recognize that they are there and be thankful and have gratitude for them, that they are there in our lives. I just want to thank you all so much for tuning in to my podcast. It really, I'm very thankful. I have gratitude for you all for coming back and showing your support. I still get wonderful feedback, and I'm very grateful that I'm getting wonderful feedback from a lot of you. So thank you. It's wonderful. So you can check my website out. www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Same exact name as the name of this show. There on my website, you will find my private psychic readings. I do readings in the Akashic Records. I am a medium. I speak to those on the other side. And I do animal communication, both living and deceased. I am also making animal and people jewelry from their ashes who have passed away. And I am connecting that jewelry with crystals. So I'm placing crystal hearts within the jewelry in combination with the ashes. And I am going to be putting within the next, I don't know, week or so, I'm going to be putting some examples of my work. And it's going to be, you contact me, we're going to discuss what crystals you want within your pendant or your earrings or your keychain. And I'm going to do custom pieces, one of a kind, only for you. Those examples are going to be up on, eventually they'll be on my website, but they're going to be on my Facebook page and my Instagram page first. So if you're not already on my Facebook page, please do. It's Elemental Energies with Chris Ann, go figure. And on Instagram, I'm Chris Ann 1234. And they're both linked to each other as well. So I'm going to be doing those. If you don't have ashes of the loved one that you have, I am also going to be using hair and cutting up items of clothing. So I'll be using fibers from maybe their favorite clothing or something that they wore. And I'll be creating pendant, earring, or keychains with that and connecting it with a heart crystal. So I'm kind of excited about that. And I also have my latest deck nearly finished, and I'm going to be sending it off to my prospective publisher by the end of this month. So fingers crossed for me for that. So check out my website if you're looking for any decks, because I have tons of decks, crystals, jewelry, artwork, classes, readings, lots of stuff. Check out my website if there's any of that you're looking for. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you all. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care and be free.